Give a warm welcome this evening to our own folk, first of all, from First Trinity in Brookside, and any visitors who are with us tonight, you are especially welcome. It's our Children's Day here in Brookside, and we're delighted to have the boys and girls leading in our worship this evening. And thank you, boys and girls, for all your work this morning, and we do look forward to you leading us again tonight. And a sincere word of thanks again to Pearl, Valerie, Katrina, and Judith for their hard work in preparing the choir for this evening. And also, I forgot to mention this morning, thank you to Billy, Jonathan, and Stephen for all their work as well, looking after the sound and the pictures. There's a cup of tea after the service over in the hall, and we really would encourage folk to wait behind for a cup of tea before you go home over in the hall. And just a couple other announcements. Loose offering tonight is going to the work of the Sunday School here in Brookside. And then for our own folks, our Discipleship Explained course on Wednesday night. The wee booklets are out in the vestibule. Apologies, I had them out this morning, but they're out in the vestibule this evening. If anyone didn't get one, you can take one for Wednesday night. And for all the youth leaders within the three congregations, there's a meeting on Thursday night at 9 p.m. in the Minor Hall here in Brookside to discuss follow-up to the CPR youth outreach. So 9 p.m. on Thursday night in the Minor Hall here, all youth leaders, be great to see you along for that. The boys and girls are going to lead us now as they sing for us an introit which calls us to worship God. Be bold, be strong. Have an opportunity now to respond to that invitation to praise our Lord. We're going to join together in an opening praise, which is the Trinity Song.
Thank you.
us all pray to this great God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So let's all close our eyes and bow our heads as we speak to God. Let's all pray. We know, O God, that you are an amazing God. You're the God who is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And yet, although you're three persons, you're the one God. We know that that is so hard for us to understand. But that reminds us that you're a God who is so much greater than we can ever imagine. You're this wonderful God, wonderful in all of your ways, wonderful in your love, in your power, in your great wisdom. And we thank you, O God, for bringing us here tonight to worship you. We know, O God, that this is what we were made for. This is to be the main aim of our lives, to worship you, to love you, to glorify you, our great God. And dear God, we pray that you'd help all the boys and girls tonight as they would lead in our worship. And Lord, through their ministry in song and through the reading of your word and later through the teaching of your word, O God, that you'd speak to all of our hearts, that we would love you more, that we would, Father, love you with our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. Forgive us for how we don't love you as we should. Help us to love you more. In Jesus' name, amen. The choir going to lead us in the praise. Let us sing to the God of salvation. Thank you very much indeed, boys and girls, and that's a lovely, lovely praise that just reminds us not to close our hearts to his voice, and I hope your heart isn't hard or cold to the Lord this evening. We're going to have our Old Testament reading now. It'll be from Isaiah 53, verses 4 to 6, and be read for us by Amy McFedridge.
Isaiah 53, verses 4 to 6. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each one of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Thank you, Amy. That was very well read indeed. Thank you very much. We're going to have a number of pieces of praise from the choirs now. First of all, the juniors are going to sing Read It in the Bible and So the Word. Then the seniors are going to sing God's Power. And the senior girls, He Calls a Star by Name and In His Time.
Read it in the Bible. The Bible seems like
Much indeed to the senior girls, the seniors and the juniors for those lovely pieces. We're now going to have our New Testament reading. It's from John 3 verses 14 to 18 and be read for us by Adam Miller.
John chapter 3 verses 14 to 18. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
Thank you very much indeed, Adam. That was very well read. We're all going to praise God once more. We're joining in the praise. He paid a debt.
Yeah.
continue our worship by bringing the Lord our offering, and during the offering, the choir will lead in the praise the BIBLE song. Thanks once again to the choir, and thank you to our collectors. Let's all join together in prayer. Let us pray. God, our Father, we do thank you for all the Sunday schools and the BBs and GBs and guides and youth clubs and youth fellowships and all the different organizations which teach boys and girls and young people the gospel in this village. But Father, we want to pray for boys and girls who don't have a regular club that they can go to hear about the Lord Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for the work of Child Evangelism Fellowship. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to bless in the work that they do. We pray, Father, for Matthew Simpson, that you bless in the Antrim area here. And Lord, we just pray you'd undertake for him as he'd be planning for summer outreaches and for camps, Lord, that indeed, that Lord, a great work would be happening among the boys and girls across this area. Father, we would remember too those who will be going down to Carnlough this week and teaching the good news of Jesus to boys and girls down there. We just pray, Father, for that team, would you just undertake for them, be with those who are preparing stories and memory verses and quizzes, just blessing their preparation. And as they go, oh Lord, we pray that you would keep them safe, and Lord, give them a real courage in you as they would share the message of Christ. We pray, Father, for good weather, and we pray for many boys and girls to come along and to hear this message. And more importantly, Father, we pray for many boys and girls not just to hear but to obey and to come into Christ in faith and repentance. Father, we would pray too for the preparations for the holiday Bible clubs in our churches. Be with those who are preparing in these, Lord, and just pray again, Lord, that again many boys and girls who maybe don't normally come to church, Lord, be reached with the message of Christ. And Lord, we pray that indeed that those who do come to church who haven't come to Jesus, there'll be a time of great reaping. Father, we would pray for Presbyterian outreach teams as they go to different parts of Ireland over the summer. We pray for the team that will be going down to Mullingar. We thank you, Father, for the work that Stephen Lockington is involved in down there, and Stephen Wilson. And we just thank you for that growing congregation. We thank you, Father, that they have this problem of not having enough room for the boys and girls who come along. And we just pray that you would solve that practical problem, that new facilities would be found, O Lord, in the days ahead. But we pray for that team that will go down, Father, later on this summer. O gracious God, we just pray that through their witness, again, boys and girls will come to know and to love the Savior. And Father, we pray even for ourselves as we come to the teaching of your word shortly, that each of us would know our hearts being warmed and thrilled with the message of the gospel. And Father, for those who are not saved as yet, whether they be children or grown-ups, that they'll come and trust in Jesus, even tonight, O Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Choir are going to lead us in their final praise. And boys and girls, we thank you very much for how well you have led us again this evening. And they're going to lead us in the praise, the Disciples' Song. Much indeed, boys and girls, and thank you to John for his solo in that. We're all going to praise God once more before we come to his word, singing together, Do No Sinful Action.
Oh,
tonight, boys and girls. You've done really well again tonight, and thank you very, very much for that. Now, I want to see who is listening this morning. Can anybody tell me, the two men in the story this morning, what were they building?
Yes.
They were building houses, and one was building on the sand, oh dear, silly man, and one was building on the rock, and Jesus told us to build on the rock. Well, tonight we're not going to be thinking about houses. We're going to be thinking about something else that is built. And our first picture should show us what we're going to think tonight. Tonight we're going to be thinking, the picture's coming, we're going to be thinking about a bridge or bridges. And this is a bridge. This is the bridge, the Tower Bridge in London. There's some wonderful bridges in the world. The next bridge we see is way over in China. It's the Donghai Bridge. It's 20 miles long. And then the next bridge is the longest bridge in the world, the Pontchartrain. Apologies if you come from that part of the world. The Pontchartrain Bridge, or something like that, away over in America. And it is 23 miles long. See on the right side, you can't even see the end of it. It's a bridge that is so long. But we're going to think about a bridge which is far more important than those bridges. And the next picture shows us a bridge we're going to think about tonight. And it's the bridge between God and man, or the bridge between God and us. And when this world was made, there was a bridge between God and people. And God was friends with Adam and Eve. And they had wonderful times, I'm sure, we don't know for how long, but wonderful times in the Garden of Eden. The Bible tells us that God came into the garden at night and he walked with Adam and Eve. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And they talked to God, and they listened as God spoke to them, and heard, they heard his voice. But then, trouble. Do you remember? Eve told Adam to eat of the forbidden fruit, of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the next picture shows us what happened. The bridge was broken. Go back one. The bridge was broken by sin. And now there's this gap between man, between us, and God. And that gap has come because of sin. You see, when Adam and Eve ate of that fruit, what they were saying to God is this: God, I'm not going to let you make the rules. I'm not going to let you decide what is right or what is wrong. I'm going to go by my own rules, going to be my own king, do my own thing. And that is sin. Sin is disobeying God. And God is clean and pure. And God can't have anything to do with sin. And suddenly there's a big gap because of sin between God and us. And that is really, really sad. Now, as we go through the book of Genesis in the Old Testament, what we find is that people try and cross this gap. Next picture shows us that Adam, he tried to cross the gap. When God came down and Adam knew he had sinned, Adam felt so guilty, he felt naked. And so he covered himself with some leaves. He thought he would look better, some leaves, and would be better in God's sight. And you know, sometimes, boys and girls, people have come and we dress up and look really well for coming to church. I think, if we look good on the outside, God will be pleased with us. But do you see Adam's bridge? Does it go right across to God? No, he can't get near God. By looking good on the outside, it's not good enough. And then he had a son. Remember his son called Cain? And Cain, the next picture shows, he thought he could get to God by his own ideas. He thought he could get to God by making his own offering. He brought the best fruit, the best vegetables, and he gave it to God. And he thought, God will be pleased, and I can become God's friend my own way, following my ideas. Does his bridge get across? No, it doesn't get across at all. Next picture shows us, a short time after that, the time Noah lived here on earth, do you see the bridge that the people then were building to God? They weren't. And in Noah's days, people were so bad, they didn't care about God. They didn't want to be God's friend. They didn't even try and to get near God. And that's really sad. And you know, boys and girls, we're thinking about people who are trying to get to God the wrong way. But there are also many people who don't care about God and who don't want to even get near God. And that's sad. Our next picture shows us there was people shortly after that, and they thought they could get to God by building a great big tower, the Tower of Babel. And they thought by their religion, by doing all these religious duties, that would get them to God. And guess what? I know there are boys and girls in a huckle, and they're like that. They think if I pray, if I read my Bible, if I come to church, God will be pleased with me. But listen, does this bridge get us to God? No, it still falls so far short. So all these ways, people think they're good ways, but they don't get us to God. Then after this, Moses came on the scene. And the next picture shows us that God gave to Moses the Ten Commandments to tell the children of Israel how to live. But you know, some of the people in Israel thought, if we keep the Ten Commandments, that'll get us to God. That'll get us to heaven one day. But could they keep the Ten Commandments? No. Have you always honored your mummy and daddy? Always done what was right? No, we disobey. Have you always kept the Sabbath day as a day special for God? No. Have you always been nice to the boys and girls in school? Have you ever hated some? Sometimes we do. We break that commandment. Has there been a boy and girl and they've maybe got a Wii, or maybe they've got a new PSP or something that you would really like and you covet it and you're not happy and you go, Mummy, I want what they've got? We're breaking the commandments. And by trying to keep the commandments, we can never get to God because we will never be good enough. And then we come to Jesus' day. And the next picture shows that when Jesus lived on earth, there are people who were really, really good. They're called Pharisees. Now, if you're a little boy or girl in Jesus' days, know what your mommy and daddy would say to you? You be like the Pharisees. They're really, really good. And they tried so hard. They did their best. They couldn't get to God either. So what have we learned, boys and girls? Sin keeps us away from God. And people try to get to God by their own ideas, get to God by outwardly looking good, get to God by religion, try to get to God by being good. None of these things get to God. Because the next picture shows us, even when you have all these things, there's still sin. And that keeps us from God. If you try and be good, you try and be religious, sin is still there. Oh dear, how do we get to God? Well, boys and girls, when we couldn't get to God, this is the wonderful news. God provided a way. And the next picture shows us who is the way. Jesus. And Jesus came and he lived a perfect life. And Jesus could have gone to God the Father without dying because he was perfect. But Jesus went and he died on the cross so we could be rescued from our sin. The next picture shows us that Jesus was righteous. He was right with the Father. He was perfect. And when we trust in Jesus, it's as if God looks at the boys and girls here, and when we trust in Jesus, he looks at the boys and girls and says, it's as if they're perfect, as if they've never sinned. Because Jesus is the way. Jesus is the only way to God. I wonder, boys and girls, you've heard that Jesus is the only way, but what have you done about it? Let me tell you, boys and girls, how I became a Christian. One night at a meeting, I was hearing somebody speak, probably saying something like that I'm saying here today. And I went home from that meeting, and I knew I was bad. I didn't deserve to go to heaven. I knew I couldn't get to God. I couldn't jump far enough. I wasn't good enough. But I knew Jesus had died on the cross so that I, who was bad, could get to God. And so I went home, boys and girls, and I got down beside my bed, and I prayed something like this. Lord Jesus, I know I'm bad and not good enough to go to heaven, but I know you've died on the cross to save me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I ask you to take away my sin. Come and take over my life and help me to follow you as my Savior, as my Lord. And boys and girls, I really meant that. And that was the day I became a Christian. And boys and girls, if you pray that prayer and you really mean it, now don't pray that you don't mean it. If you pray it and really mean it, you'll become God's friend. Your sin will be taken away and you'll know you go to heaven one day. So I hope, boys and girls, that you will do that if you haven't done that as yet. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much that when we couldn't get to you, when that gap between us and you, O God, was too big because of our sin, Father, that Jesus died on the cross, so the only way that we could come to you is through him. We thank you that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And Father, we thank you that whoever comes to you through him will never be cast out, but brought to eternal glory. Lord, I thank you for the boys and girls here who have come to trust in Jesus as their Savior, as their Lord. Help them to stay close to Jesus. Lord, protect them day by day. May they grow to be stronger. Father, we pray for boys and girls who have never come to trust in Jesus. We pray for mums and dads who have never come to trust Jesus, our grannies and grandas, our aunts and uncles. Father, for those who have never come to trust in Jesus, may they know that tonight Jesus is knocking, that tonight Jesus has his arms open wide, that tonight Jesus is calling. And Lord, the day will come, that they'll respond, that they would come and trust in him as our Savior, as the Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Boys and girls, just listen really, really well, and thank you so much for that. We're going to sing our final praise, which is, "No, you can't get to heaven without," S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. Lord, we praise you that Acts 16 and 31 says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved, you and your household." And dear Lord, we ask you this evening to remember your covenant promises to Christian parents, and that the covenant children will come to know Christ as Savior and Lord. And Father, we ask that indeed, that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit will be with us now and forevermore. Amen.